Okay, my chain is flopping around in the groove on the bar of my chainsaw. So, I need to make a tool to squeeze the bar back into shape and pull the groove back in for the 0.050 chain. So we're gonna go like this. We're gonna have another one here. It's going to be adjustable. You can see this side slotted, and next I gotta drill a hole here and put a nut in so that I can push this sideways to adjust it. So I need a flat surface. Doesn't matter whether this is an angle or a channel like this or whatever you got's fine, but I'll explain how it's used when I go to use it. But yeah, basically this comes up through. There's a bearing there, there's a bearing there, and you see the space in between here is what I'm going for, so I can adjust this slightly larger or smaller. And then you pull this along the bar to squeeze the groove back into shape if it's wore out. So yeah, drill a hole. I'm going to braze a nut on so that I have an adjustment. Pretty simple. Then I'll get a handle on this thing somehow. I don't know where, but I'll find something, I'm sure. Okay, it's progress. Okay, brazing done. Gotta clean it off a little, but just put the nut on. It's still warm. I got this bolt through the opposite way as I needed. So I'll be putting that in there and then using that to adjust this and push it inward. So you'll see in a minute. Okay, here's an example of it put together. Now you can see that the bearing spins, but the bolt is tight. So if you have a nice flat surface, when you bolt it down, the bearing should still just turn. Okay, I can hear the outer race just touching the metal, but it turns. So same with this one. You want this tight but just movable with this bolt, so I can squeeze that in by doing the bolt. Okay, a little hard to pull it back out, but it'll work. Okay, so now I'll put my blade in there from my chainsaw and it'll ride like this. Okay, and it'll flatten out the groove. It'll squeeze the groove back into shape. I gotta get a handle for it. And as soon as I do that, I'll be in pretty good shape. Get back to you when I get a handle made. Okay, I'm going to put a piece of wood in so that I can put two screws in each side, make it pretty solid. I don't want to have anything underneath here because the blade's got to ride on that. So I really can't bolt anything straight up through. I'm just going to put this piece of something. I don't even know what it was. For sure. I have my suspicions. But anyway, put that right like that. Bolt down through this block. And that'll be my handle for pulling. I think it'll work just fine. Probably gonna put it about there and then cut this off. My guesstimation. Okay, there's my handle. Just a through bolt down, countersunk in the wood. With the head of it's countersunk in the wood. Okay, so the bottom's flat. And we'll see how comfortable that feels. Give it a try. Let's see if it works. To explain what's going on here, the groove in the chainsaw blade, I think it's wore out a bit, and I got some side-to-side wobble. Now, I've checked the blades on the chain itself. They seem to not be wore down. So I think these are, the sides of these grooves are spread out a little bit. So we're going to go ahead and find out. That's what this tool is supposed to be for. Let's check it out. Okay, I could just get these calipers in here. And I'm reading about 65 thousandths. I don't know if you could see that. Yeah, maybe. About 65 thousandths. So, looks to me like it is opened up a little bit. So now, these bearings should go on there. And as I tighten it up and roll it back and forth, it should slowly squeeze this back into shape. Let's see if that works. Also, there's a little lip, a little burr on here from wearing down. So I'm going to go ahead and take that, knock that down before I do anything else. A little bit here. You can almost see it there. It's rolled over. Yeah, we'll just take a little bit of that down. Check the edge for square. I might have to work this down a little bit. But, yeah, the major goal is to maintain this nice and square across the top with the blade, and then make sure that that groove's clean and at the right width. That's what we're going to do. Okay, so all there is roll those bearings on it back and forth a few times, and that will gently move that in, and you can tighten up a little, very little. Take a few passes and then check it with your chain. Put the chain in there and see how it feels. Oh yeah, I can tell you right now it made a little difference. Let's go some more. It's not binding up, so we'll be just fine. I'll take a few more passes on it. I'll bring you back when I get it to where it's a little tighter. But now you know how this thing works. The roller bearings just gently squeeze the sides of the groove in as you roll it back and forth. That's all there is to it. Pretty simple device. Okay, this doesn't happen too often, thankfully, but my design is a failure. You can see it's spread out. There's an angle down there. I imagine you can see it. Yeah, this is all twisted up. It didn't hold up. Too much pressure. First of all, I got the pressure way back here, trying to push that bearing in, and this is just too weak, and it's allowing it to cock at an angle, and that's it. This one stayed straight, pretty straight. This definitely doesn't work, but the concept is there. If I ever get one made, I'll let you know. In the meantime, you see how one shouldn't be built. I guess it happens, you know. At least my handle stayed on. But, yeah, it brought it in about 5/1000ths of an inch, but just, I can't get enough pressure on here to get it any further. So, that's that. Nice try, though. But, I got my bar flat. So, this will be good. So my blade doesn't wander so much. Cut my wood into circles. So, but that's most of the problem, I think, anyway, sometimes. But at least it won't be as loose as it was. And this is definitely flat again. So, everything works good. So, we're good to go. I'm going to put it on as is. I know it's better than what it was. Wish me luck. Thanks for watching. Okay, you can see that these bearings are pushed out. This is wider at the top than it is down there. So it bent my piece of channel. So I'm going to cut an 1/8 inch thick piece just big enough to fit down in there, and we're going to reinforce this. Okay, but I'm going to put it in from the inside, and hopefully that'll fix that problem. We'll see if it works. Okay, I was cutting this 1/8 strap so that it fits in. I rounded the corners, having a little bit too much, but that way it'll fit down in there. Okay, and I don't have to worry about changing this bolt or anything like that. It goes right right past it. Doing good work chokes me up, you know what I mean? Anyway, I gotta cut a slot and a hole so I can put my bolts back in. Alright, so I'll get on to that and mark them up and see if I can cut a nice slot in there. Okay, that's a lot better. Nice and straight. I can adjust the gap so I can pull the gap in. See? So, as long as the bearings move, this one is a little tight. Might be a little burr on there or something. There we go. Okay. There we go. Now, that will work. No problem. Very good, very good. I put that on there, rub that back and forth a bunch of times, and that'll pull that groove back in on my chainsaw.